I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I want to talk about my life as a traveler. Traveling has always been a part of my life. Every summer, my mother would throw her five children in the back of a Plymouth station wagon and head out to a predetermined destination in the continental United States. Distance didn't matter. Seattle, Los Angeles, Colorado, South Dakota, Washington, D.C. were all in her sights. My father claimed the crops on the farm required his attention, but he would still occasionally fly up and join us. By the time I left home, my brothers and I had checked off 35 states. After my mother was widowed at age 46, she began to explore the world. In 1969, she planned a 10-week tour of Europe for the family, complete with the purchase of a Volkswagen van for $2,299.80, which included $7 for push-out windows and $39 for an AM radio. Long before faxes, cheap telephone calls, or the internet, Mom used Europe on $5 a day and the U.S. Postal Service to reserve hotel rooms for every stop on the itinerary. At ages 20 and 19, my older brother and I drove the van through cities such as Paris, Rome, Vienna, Copenhagen, while our 17-year-old middle brother navigated. We skied in Switzerland, rode into a salt mine in Austria, swam off the coasts of Sorrento, and visited East Berlin at the height of the Cold War. That summer, we added 10 new countries to our lifetime list, and I was hooked on international travel. The tradition continued with my family. Our children did not travel to Disney World or the beach. They bargained for ponchos and backpacks in the Indian markets of Ecuador, zipped through the cloud forest of Costa Rica, and rode horseback in the mountains of southern Mexico. Each took advantage of the Rotary Exchange programs, one to Spain and the other to Japan, but family gatherings today still include discussions on the next trip. Over the years, my modus operandi has evolved. I no longer try to see everything in a country or even the top 10 lists found in guidebooks. In fact, we often rent an apartment and stay in one city, in one country, for the entire trip. The resources on the internet can be overwhelming, but independent travel has never been so doable. My essays are on traveling, but the emphasis is on everyday life or one event, not on a day-to-day description of an itinerary with hotels and restaurants. I may cover cooking lessons in Hong Kong, or one day's experience in the art world of Buenos Aires, report on immigration issues from the viewpoint of a Spanish teacher in Guatemala, or give you the 10 hidden gems of some of our Northeast Texas towns. Since I don't travel on tours, I often read extensively prior to a trip. Guidebooks are helpful, but memoirs and literature give a deeper perspective. And with the internet, you can even read local papers for the hot issues of the day. Hopefully, I can occasionally liven my stories with tidbits such as a dog poisoner is on the list of Hong Kong's 10 most wanted. From my mother, we learned the world was to be enjoyed, not feared. Different is not bad. The worst travel experiences become the best stories to tell. And travel will cure any ambivalence about the pleasures of your own home. Regardless of the length and enjoyment of our trips, we need to return to our family, friends, and our own home, where a trip can be most enjoyed in the retelling.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.